This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, and it's a Friday, and the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience is here, of course. Motoring journalist Prashowen Naidu joins, you know, us with all the action. He's fresh from testing the Mahindra XUV 3XO, a compact midsize SUV. Prashowen also handled the wildest steed as he took the Ford Ranger Tremor Bundu bashing, plus he'll share, you know, his motoring tip and leave us with the hot gem of the week. I got him on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashowen, how are you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic, and yourself?
No, I'm great, man. I'm great. Thank you so much for being with us on this Friday afternoon, yeah?
Always a blessing. Always a blessing.
So now, Prashowen, who is the Mahindra XUV 300 really built for? And does it, you know, deliver on what it promises?
You know what, King Bash? When I thought about that car and, you know, give it some good thoughts, I'm thinking more, you know, the youthful, you know, up and coming professional to maybe the small family goers. But I think it does deliver a good punch, so to say. It's been revised. They've definitely changed the name. It used to be XUV 300. Now it's 3XO. But revised bumper, looks good, very sharp lines, and it does deliver with the driving experience. It's quite nice. I do like it, endowed it with a 1.2 liter turbocharged motor, so it has enough, you know, enough gumption for the everyday runabout. And interestingly, the manufacturers engineered this car to handle our roads specifically because of the potholes and all that sort. And definitely a lovely, spacious car, and I liked everything about it, to be honest with you.
Wow. Speaking of this car that you like so much, Prashowen, what's the price tag, and more importantly, who are its rivals?
So the price tag wasn't so bad. I think they're definitely trying to be quite ahead of the game, because if they're not, they might get pushed out, to be honest with you, because there's a lot of rivals. So entry-level models start around 250,000 Rand. This one I was driving is about 405,000 Rand, and it had a lot of kits, which I'll get into a little later. And rivals-wise, it's facing the likes of the Suzuki Fronx, which is quite popular. It's a hot seller at the moment. The Kia Sonet, the Hyundai Exter, and the Renault Kiga, and then the Nissan Magnite as well. So you got a lot of choices there as a consumer. Yeah. I think it's good to just perhaps go give those cars a test drive and see what works for you, because, you know, I've driven the Magnite, I've also driven the Suzuki Fronx, the Kia Sonet, and I can say that Mahindra is definitely on the more favorable side because of its driving dynamics for me, personally.
So, I mean, now since you're so, so impressed with this car, Prashowen, onto the interior, what were your thoughts on it?
I thought, you know, it impressed with a lot of, it was updated, I think the previous gen, it was a bit dated. It felt a bit, it needed a bit of rejuvenation. Even at the entry-level model, it comes with all the bells and whistles that you want, your reverse sensors, keyless entry, stability control, and also 6 airbags, which is a good plus for you. And as you move up, you know, when you want to, you know, increase the budget a bit more, you'll get more features like wireless charging, navigation, leather-edged upholstery, and some nice digital display. And if you want to go big or go home, go for the AX7L model, which we had. That's 405,000 Grand. Panoramic sunroof, 360-degree camera, Harman Kardon sound system, and just, it felt luxurious. But obviously, the price tag is a big elephant in the room for us, King Bash.
Most definitely. And I mean, if there's one person that has been around Buc-ee's, is you, Prashowen. Like, I've never met a guy that has driven so many Buc-ee's. Now, onto the Ford Tremor, right? How would you rate it? And from the worst to the best, actually, in terms of the ride and the comfort?
All right. So, I think Ford has always impressed me with their Buc-ee's in that sense of refinement. And I think they've really concocted a good recipe, especially in the Tremor, because it has a 2-liter bi-turbo diesel motor. Obviously, if you go for the 3-liter V6 in the Platinum or the Wildtrak, that's nicer, more torque. But I think the 2-liter bi-turbo will stick around there. And although I thought that was great, it's a good Buc-ee. And if I had to look at the list of cars that I've driven this year, Buc-ee's, I've driven the Navara, the Pro 4X, I've driven the GWM T500, driven the Mahindra Scorpio, pickup and the Scorpio, and then the Isuzu D-Max Buckies, the X-Rider, and then the V-Cross. And I would say the Ranger is definitely at the top of the list. Secondly would be the Isuzu Buckies, and Nissan Navara would be on par with that level too. And then thirdly would be the GWMP 500. I feel like, you know, that perhaps needs a bit more oomph to it. But so far, yeah, Ford is leading, eh? I'll be honest with you, Ford is really... Let's just see how they shake out things in 2025 with the other manufacturers. I'm curious.
Most definitely. Thank you for that list. It really helps me as well. But now the Tremor, you know, what is it like inside and out overall?
I'll be honest with you, King Rash, you know me, I've driven all these variants, and I'll be honest with you, I've gotten a tad bit tired of it. But back in the Tremor, I'll be honest with you, it feels nice. It's tough, off-road ready, very bold exterior, blacked out accents galore, especially in the 17-inch wheels. And inside, it's comfort, you know, large touchscreen, ample legroom, and it is priced at about 850,000 Rand, which, cars are not cheap anymore, unfortunately. Definitely if you want to have it as a nice proper workhorse bucket for the farm and you want some refinement, you don't want to be jumping up and down, and you want some comfort, I think it might be your cup of tea.
No, most definitely. Now let's wrap it up, you know, quickly with a motoring tip for our listeners, and of course with the hot gem of the week, Prashuren.
All right, thank you, King Bash. So the practical tip to improve your fuel efficiency, usually we don't think about it, but avoid excessive idling, especially if you're in traffic. If you stop for longer than, they say, a minute, it's actually better to turn off your engine rather than leaving it running. The fuel used to restart your engine is minimal compared to the amount consumed by idling for extended periods of time. And let's end off with Sky's the Limit by the Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, man, most definitely. Prashuren, thank you so much for taking your time to join us on this Friday afternoon. Have yourself a magnificent and beautiful weekend ahead.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one as always, and listeners.
And that's how we wrap it up with our motoring journalist, Prashuren and Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.